Two presidential primaries going on today. In a moment, we'll check in on Nebraska, but let's start in West Virginia. On the Republican side, Donald Trump is the only candidate still in the race. He's expected to win easily. On the Democratic side, a completely different story. In 2008, Hillary Clinton won West Virginia, but that might not happen this year. For more, we go to Ashton Mara, Statehouse reporter with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And Ashton, what's changed for Clinton since 2008 in the state?
It's really that West Virginia has changed. West Virginia is a state that, like many others in the South over the past few decades, is shifting kind of away from its Democratic roots to becoming more of a Republican stronghold. West Virginia has kind of seen this trickle-down effect. We started voting for Republican presidents beginning in 2000, and more the state and local levels, Republicans have started winning those races as the state's identity has really changed.
I understand that in this current primary season, Hillary Clinton's also taking a lot of flack for an ad that's actually being run by a conservative politician in West Virginia that quotes Clinton as saying, she wants to put a lot of coal miners out of business.
Right. This was a statement that she made during an Ohio town hall earlier this year that she's, quote, going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Of course, coal is the tradition in West Virginia. So making statements like that don't really play well, particularly in southern West Virginia.
But nevertheless, Bernie Sanders is doing very well in West Virginia, and he's totally opposed to fossil fuels. He wants the U.S. to transform away from coal and oil. He says he wants to ban fracking today and also deny coal companies what he calls, you know, sweetheart leases to mine on federal lands, those single bids. I mean, he's to the left of Clinton on energy. So why is he gaining so much momentum in West Virginia?
Sanders is really doing well here because his message resonates in a poor state that's struggling economically. He talks about defeating that 1% of building up the middle class and helping the poor. Those are things who West Virginians, as they watch their families and friends struggle losing their jobs, as they themselves struggle to make ends meet, that is a message that they really have clung to. You know, you're saying that the contradictory message on energy, that's true, but there is a movement of young people, millennials in West Virginia, that are concerned about climate change, and they don't feel that connection to coal like older generations in the state do.
Well, on the Republican side, Donald Trump spoke last Thursday and told voters in West Virginia to skip the primary. Later that same day, he backtracked on that and sent out a tweet encouraging people to vote. But I wonder what Republicans in West Virginia make of today. I mean, do they still plan on going to the polls, even though Trump is the likely Republican nominee?
I think what you find in most states is this tradition of people wanting to vote in the presidential race and then having a turnout that in turn makes an impact on those down ticket races. So traditionally, Democrats in West Virginia have come out more strongly during presidential races. But Trump is this polarizing candidate whose message of saving jobs and saving the coal industry plays really well in West Virginia, particularly in the South. So I think we're going to see a big Republican turnout today.
Ashton Mara is Statehouse reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Ashton, thank you so much.
Thank you.